And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Yes, this is a very special program. This could be just what you need. See, some of you are kind of doing okay. You're doing okay. Or maybe you're not doing so good. But whether you're doing okay or not doing so good, you see that something is still missing in your life. And you've searched and searched and you've tried everything. You know, you've tried dating, and you've tried sports, and you tried having fun and partying, and you tried studying and going to school, and you tried everything. You went to different organizations and different churches and different groups, and you've tried everything. And something is still missing. Something is still missing. I remember a story I heard, well, I've heard it several times, and I talked about it yesterday. I made a special video yesterday about salvation. And I called it Salvation, both the mystical and the down-to-earth sides. And in that video, which you can watch on YouTube, I talked about the stories that I've heard of people looking for their father. You sometimes hear about a father and a child who are separated when the child is little. You know, there's some big trouble happening, and they end up in different countries, for example, totally separated by thousands of miles. And when the child begins to get older, as she becomes a teenager and a young adult, she wants to find her father. Okay? And at a certain point, she begins to look for her father. And she looks and looks and looks, and nothing will satisfy her until she finds her father. And sometimes there's a happy ending. And you read about it, or you see it on YouTube, or you see it in a news story about a father and a child who were separated, and after 30 years they have a reunion. And it's always the most beautiful thing, that reunion. It always makes you cry. It's very sweet. Okay, there's something very special about that. And so, life is something like that. See, some of us, not all of us, we're not all the same. We may look the same on the outside, but on the inside, you know, our souls are different. So some people, they have no interest in what I'm talking about right now, but other people do. And some people, the ones I'm addressing this program to, are never satisfied until they find what they've been looking for. And basically what we're looking for is the father we've never known. See, all we've known is our earthly father. And undoubtedly, he failed us. Okay, maybe he was not so good, and he wasn't even there, maybe. Or there was a divorce, or he was a drunk or something. But maybe, like for a lot of us, our father was decent. He was decent. He went to work and came home and took us on vacations, and he was a decent man. But somehow there was... we still needed something from him that he didn't have. He wasn't there for us in some way, okay? So here's what I want to say. Forgive your earthly father, okay? It would have been nice if he had that special, if he had found a father that he never knew, see? But he never found it either. So the world was too much for him. Your mom was too much for him. He did the best he could, okay? And so now you must forgive your father. That's very important. Forgive him. Let go of the resentment toward him. See, a lot of people have a kind of a deep, hidden resentment toward their father. So at a certain point, you're going to have to see it and then let go of it. Okay? Forgive him. Like Christ said when he was on the cross, he said, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." So forgive your earthly father. He didn't know what he was doing. Okay? So now let's talk about finding the Father we've never known. It's called salvation. And it's part of the mystery of, yes, life has a mystery. It does. There's a mystery to life and a mystical side to existence. Let's talk about that after this very important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years. 25 years. And I've helped some people. Okay, I've been on the radio all over the country. I started in San Francisco. I was on the air in San Francisco for many years on a station that had what they called personal growth. It had a lengthy personal growth segment. So there I was. I was right there with the people who were talking about health food and, you know, yoga and exercise and, you know, all that kind of stuff. There I was. But it was okay, and I helped some people. And then I went to other stations, and so now I'm on many stations. Okay? Right now I'm mainly on the Christian stations, the Wilkins Radio Network, and it's very nice. They're very nice, and I'm very grateful. But I only have 15 minutes. Okay, so please bear in mind that I only have 15 minutes once a week. So this may be the only time that you will ever hear me. You may never hear me again. This is your moment in time, okay, to write down the web address so that you can re-find me in case I have something that can help you to find what's missing in your life. Now, the other thing that's missing, we're talking about what's missing. I talked about finding the Father we've never known. Okay. But now let's talk about what else is missing in life. You know what it is? It's wisdom. No matter how smart you are, no matter how many degrees you have, and no matter how clever you are in your line of work, when it comes to dealing with your wife, your husband, your kids, okay, and other people, you somehow mess it up. You mess it up. Communication often is not good between husband and wife, between partners. There's resentment. There's misunderstanding. And the same thing between parents and kids. So your kids come and you decide you're going to lay down the law, or you decide you're going to do this or that, and you talk to them, and the communication is not good and it's not working out, and they're rebelling, and you wonder why. See, you need wisdom. You need understanding. That's what you need. Now, you don't understand, and you can't figure out why you're lacking understanding. Now, when you were a child, when you were a kid or a teenager, you could very clearly see when adults lacked understanding, because a lot of times they talked at you instead of to you. They talked at you instead of to you. Or they told you something, but then they were not doing it themselves. You know, a parent lecturing a child about not smoking marijuana, and the parent has a cigarette in his hand. You see what I mean? So you had that kind of a situation. And then other adults were very, very nice and very supportive and very reassuring and so on and so forth. You may have been taken by them. You know, you may have had teachers that were they seemed so cool, okay? But then somehow, even though they were cool, in the long run, there's something missing. Something missing. OK? Okay? So they didn't have it. And now you don't have it either. Okay, so now the shoe is on the other foot. When you were a kid, you wondered how adults didn't have understanding. See, when they should have been stern with you, when they should have had tough love, then they were too easy. See, and when they should have been a little easier, then they were too stern. They never got it right. So, once again, you have to forgive them. But now the shoe is on the other foot. Now you're having issues in your relationship or with your kids. Okay, so where's the wisdom? See, what you need is wisdom, and what you need is love. And you don't have love because you have resentment. You can't resent and have love at the same time. So you resent your kids, you resent yourself, you resent your husband. So you're full of resentment, full of hate, full of judgment, okay, and impatient with your kids, and so there's no love. Okay? And because you don't have love, and because you haven't found, that link, that rapport with the Father. Like I said, the Father you've never known. So you haven't found that within, and so therefore there's no love coming through that bond. There's no wisdom coming through. There's no understanding coming through. So basically you're cut off and from where wisdom and love would come from, and you're trying to compensate, and it's not working. So what you need is a little bit of help, which I can help. See, if I could help you to reestablish that bond with your Creator, then you'd have it made in the shade. You'd have it made. Life could be oh so good and oh so sweet after that. So stay tuned. Remember now, you're only getting 15 minutes. This is a half-hour program, so you can go to the radio archives and listen to the full half-hour because I'm on for half an hour in Southern California. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. If you're just joining in, well, welcome. And if you're listening, continuing to listen in Southern California, welcome. And if you've come from other stations to the radio archives to listen to the full half hour, welcome. Okay, this is my bread and butter. It says in the Bible that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, so here I get to talk. There's something very special about radio. It's an intimate medium. People hear me, okay, or hear radio people, and you feel like you have a friend. You feel like you know me, okay, or you know the radio personality. It's an amazing medium, and I've been on the air for 25 years, and my message is this: it's a message, first of all, of repentance. That's right, it's a message of repentance. Because I'm saying that a lot of you are full of a lot of resentment. You know, you resent your husband, you resent your wife, your partner, you resent your kids, you resent your work, you resent yourself. See, you resent this guy and that guy and this neighbor and this relative, and you're just full of a lot of resentment, okay? And so resentment is definitely the opposite of love. Okay? And the problem with resentment is it cuts you off from your inner fount of good. It cuts you off. It actually cuts you off from God. It cuts you off from the flow of good, the flow of love, the flow of light, and understanding that could come from God from within by way of intuition. See, it's wordless. It's wordless. Okay? It's like intuition. It's intuition. Now, I told the story in my book about parenting, about the mom. And there was her daughter. And her daughter wasn't doing her homework. So mom was coming and getting ready to really, really give her a hard time. And then as she was approaching the room, she saw her daughter by the window, looking out the window. And outside, okay, this was the first day the first nice day that they had had in many weeks. It'd been a hard winter, and the sun was shining, and there were some other children out there playing. The daughter was looking out the window. And in a heartbeat, mom realized what was going on. Her daughter, who had been studying hard and working and being in the house all these long weeks, needed to go outside and play a little bit in the fresh outdoor sunlight and the outdoors. And so mom said, "Hey, let's go out. Why don't you go outside and play?" And her daughter put on her jacket and rushed out. See? So in a moment, mom had understanding. I'll tell you another story. This is a true story. A true story. A very nice man. I won't say his name, but he's very famous. Very, very, very famous. And a very nice man. He's helped a lot of people, helped a lot of families. And he loves kids. And he tells the story of how he used to, when his daughter was very little, he took her to a daycare. And one day, mom often did, and one day it was he had to take her to daycare, and the daughter clung to his neck. She just clung to his neck with all of her might, and she didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. And in a moment, in a heartbeat, he realized, he intuitively, wordlessly knew that something was wrong at that daycare place. And so you know what he did? They turned around and they went home, and she never went there again, okay? He kept her home with the family. And guess what? Later, he found out that some terrible things were happening there, some terrible things. And can you see how his daughter was saved by his wordless realization? Okay, well, that's intuition. And that our intuition is from God, is to wordlessly realize. Okay, it gives us present sight. And it gives us foresight. And it's wordless, and it's from God. Okay? And now do you see the important... Now do you see that if you found that rapport where you could have wisdom, where you could have... If I refine your intuition and the love that could flow through, can you see how that could solve all of your problems? Okay? I'll be right back after this important announcement. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Wisdom and love is what you need. Wisdom and love. There was a very nice man named Emanuel Swedenborg. He was inspired, actually. And he wrote a book called Divine Love and Wisdom. Well, that's what you need. Okay? So what's keeping you from the love that you need to deal properly with your family and the wisdom that you need? Okay? If you have love, you know what that would give you. Okay? Love is not, you know, kissy-kissy, huggy-huggy. No, that's not what love is. Love is not being permissive and giving people a lot of stuff and being liked and being popular. No, that's not what love is. You know what love is? It's patience. Especially with your children. It's patience. Patience. Okay? Now, do you have patience now, or are you impatient? If you're impatient, it means you do not have patience. If you do not have patience, you don't have love. It's that simple. Your kids see it. They see it. See, they still have the... They're very close. Children are closer to God than we older ones, unless we find salvation and begin the return to the Father. They see that you don't have patience. They see that you don't have love. That's what it feels like to them. They see it. Okay? So now, if you want patience and love, then what you must do is you must let go of something. And you know what that is, don't you? It's resentment and judgment. Resentment and judgment. And of course, anger. See, anger and hostility, but especially resentment and judgment. You've got to let go. Okay? And so you can, because when you do, then you can find the patience that's there. And the enlightenment that's there by way of your intuition. Then you'll have understanding and life will be much simpler. See, now what you're doing is you're struggling. You are struggling, see, and with effort and with will and with ego and with compensations, you're trying to prove yourself right, okay? You're trying to solve all your own problems. Well, see, that's the mistake that Adam made, remember, in the Garden of Eden? He chose knowledge instead of intuition, see? He had an intimate relationship with God. He just wordlessly, he could have walked with God and realized many things and had a beautiful journey of discovery, but he chose knowledge. So now you're born with a fallen nature that Adam had, a little bit of a kernel of pride. And from the time you're a little kid, everybody says, study, 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 look to thinking for answers, study, 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 knowledge, 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 knowledge. So you bought into it. So where has all of your knowledge gotten you? Has it brought you happiness? See, it may have brought you a good job or money or some kind of success, see? But has it brought you happiness? Has it brought you wisdom? Has it brought you closer to God? Are you on the path toward your Creator, or are you on the path going the other way? A t-shirt, it was so funny. The t-shirts... I love t-shirts that have, you know, slogans on them or, you know, words. And this t-shirt said, "Where are we going and why am I in this handbasket?" Okay, so that's the question. Where are you going and why are you in that handbasket? Okay, so you're either getting better or you're getting worse. See, we grow perpetually. All grows. You either grow in character or you lose character. You either get better or you get worse or you get bitter. So which is it? Okay? So if you're not getting better, if you're not growing in wisdom and stature and grace, okay, then you may need to do a little bit of basic, make some basic changes. And the first one will be to give up judgment. See, now a lot of men have an anger issue. A lot of ladies have a judgment issue. There are a lot of ladies who can't stop judging her husband or her partner, and she can't stop judging men because they failed her. See, they all failed her. So if the men hadn't failed her in the first place, well, that would have been much better. If her father had been there for her and hadn't failed her, that would have been much better. But alas, men fail, and so the women judge them. But okay, so therefore your weakness is now evident. Your lack of love, your judgmental nature is now evident to you. So now you can look at it and either see that it's unseemly and begin to let go of it. and soften a little bit and become more forgiving. See, less judgmental, or you can continue judging, but that keeps you cut off from the heavenly, from the good that I had talked about earlier, okay? Well, I hope you enjoyed this little lecture today. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you, if you want to find your intuition, you really and truly want to find your intuition, okay, so you can know what the truth is, then my meditation is very helpful. Very, very helpful, especially today with everybody lost in texting and brain fog and, you know, all that kind of stuff, their iPhones. You really ought to begin to use my meditation. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Yes, please visit talktoapastor.org. Those of you who got the 15-minute program, you really, really need to listen to the second half of the program because, well, I tell a couple of very important stories there that could mean something to you as far as turning your life around, okay, and improving your relationship with your children and your partner. And also, please check out the meditation while you're there. It could be very helpful to you. And it's free. My easy meditation is free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.